great to see everyone here, and thank you for your support. We at the Vermont Center of Independent Living are outraged at the Senate health care proposal. By cutting off people with disabilities of all ages, Medicare has got to be one of the lowest acts I have ever witnessed in my life. At VCIL, I work with individuals every day that if this bill is passed, it would be devastating for them. And to say that they are scared for their lives is an understatement. Losing an individual's ability to work, to attend school, and be fully included in our community would not only affect them, but would have negative consequences for our society as a whole. Medicaid, which pays for assistance to many individuals to be fully included in our community and have their independence, is under attack. Republicans have decided to fund cuts for the wealthy. They, on the backs of individuals with disabilities, school children, and elderly Americans who rely on Medicaid for their independence and well-being. These services include medications, medical care they need to survive, including adaptive equipment such as wheelchairs, ventilators, and personal care attendants. This bill would also affect our children with disabilities. With Medicaid dollars, they are able to be included in our school systems and fund things like OT, PT, and special nursing care so they can be fully included in the everyday classroom. And as a mother of a small child who attends public school in this community, I would not want to send my child to school with that type of diversity not in his classroom every day. Personally, Medicaid saved my life. A few years ago, when I hit a low in my life and I found the foundation that I had built my life on was no more than sand, I found and I lost everything. It was just me and my son. Severe depression and anxiety were my daily companions, and I found it hard to get out of bed in the morning. It was Medicaid that supported me and my son, so I was able to get the help that I needed to not only go back to work, support my son, but attend school, and begin to fight for people who do not have voices or the voices go unheard. These individuals that would be most affected by this bill. Many from the disability rights community have traveled to Senator Collins' office in Maine today, and they are holding a rally. They are determined that she votes no on this devastating bill. And personally, I'm grateful for their strength and their courage that they showed to make sure that our most vulnerable in society are fully included and embraced by our community and our nation. Thank you.